This is Radio Superior 1955, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from the 1950s. This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studios and the evening Gather Round show.
Come on in and gather around, campers. Tim Michaels here, lighting the old campfire. It's Monday, February 14th, 1955. Happy Valentine's Day. What a show we've got for you kiddies and kidettes. Bertie the Egg Agent is in.
That's Egg Agent.
And he is such a gas. Harry is in with the movies, and Joe has the latest jet age invention that you homemakers are going to love. And you just may save the lives of bachelors who have trouble boiling water or making toast. Stag & Company Beauty Salon is picking up the tab for the 6 o'clock news. A great Valentine's gift. Get a Linolin Oil Cold Wave, regularly $15, half price, just $7.50. Ever had a Linolin Cold Wave, Lou?
I thought a Linolin Cold Wave was chilly weather from Linolin Island. Good evening, good listeners. The Chinese line, the Matsu Coast. 23 men died in a skid row fire in Chicago, and there's upheaval in the Kremlin. We begin our world report from Formosa.
Hello, this is Taipei, Max Jordan reporting. Red China massed a fleet of armed motorized junks off the nationalist outpost island of Matsu Saturday, the defense ministry said in an ominous new threat right on the heels of Chiang Kai-shek's peaceful evacuation of the Tonkins. The appearance of more than 70 armed junks along the China coast near Fuzhou posed a possible new crisis in the tense Formosa Strait. In Washington, the State Department announced that U.S. Navy and Air Forces, which protected the evacuation from the Tonkins, will now resume their normal operations, but will be alert to any concentration of Chinese Communist forces obviously undertaking to attack Formosa, and will be prepared to take appropriate military action if required. 200 miles north of Formosa, the Tonkin Islands are left devastated and empty. The last landing ship carrying a U.S. Naval beach party and a few nationalist soldiers pulled off a mud flat with high tide today. AP correspondent Jim Becker reported from the U.S. amphibious flagship Estes. Meanwhile, at the United Nations in New York, Red Chinese Premier Zhou Enlai says he favors relaxation of tension in the Formosa area, indicating Pei Ping is keeping the door open for continuing efforts to solve the Far Eastern crisis. In Taipei, Formosa, this is Max Jordan.
This is Chuck Quernbach in Chicago. At least 23 men were killed and 14 were injured today in a fire which raced through the crowded Barton Hotel. That's on Skid Row on West Madison Street. Firemen say another body had been sighted in the wreckage of the five-story building, which contained 365 4-by-6-foot cubbyholes for transients. Some of the other 245 residents scurried outside into zero temperatures without socks or shoes on the icy street. Barton Hotel night clerk C.W. Harvey says the fire may have started from a human torch. Joe Armazzo, about 70, a pensioner, started to scream in his cubicle on the second floor and ran out covered with flames. Harvey says Armazzo habitually used rubbing alcohol and might have been drinking it while smoking. Firemen fought the flames for nearly 4 hours in zero temperatures and a 20-mile-per-hour wind before bringing it under control. At least two firemen were among the injured. Coroner Walter McCarran says he will make a thorough investigation of conditions at the Barton. He says he's appalled by the fact that 245 persons were permitted to live in the four stories of the hotel. In Chicago, this is Chuck Quernbach.
This is Ray Tucker in Washington. Russia is heading toward a military dictatorship with Marshal Grigory Zhukov as the possible Red Napoleon. This is the consensus of U.S. intelligence authorities watching the Kremlin struggle for power. A top U.S. official told NEA service, quote, "How soon the collision between Khrushchev and Zhukov will come is anybody's guess. There is little reason to believe in the coexistence between Khrushchev and Zhukov as there was between Khrushchev and Malenkov. Georgi Malenkov gained the premiership of Russia after Stalin's death by playing closely with since-executed chief of the secret police, Lavrenty Beria. heavy trade barrier to make common cause with Nikita Khrushchev and Marshal Zhukov, who is today the most popular leader in the Red Army. With Beria dead and Malenkov in disgrace, the coming struggle for power, as U.S. intelligence sees it, is between the two remaining power forces in the Soviet Union, the Red Army and the Communist Party. During Stalin's life, the Red Army was subordinated to the party. Stalin even exiled Zhukov into obscurity after he led the Soviet armies to victory in Germany. Latterly, the Red Army has taken a leading role, with Zhukov not only a soldier, but a politician. In Washington, this is Ray Tucker.
This is Drew Pearson with the Washington Merry-Go-Round. President Eisenhower has told his close advisors that the replacement of Malenkov is a harbinger of war. On the contrary, Ike feels that the opposite may be true and that the new setup in Russia may embark on a stronger policy of coexistence without war. He believes Malenkov was relieved because he was committing Russia to too much support of the Chinese Reds, untenable to the peace propaganda of the Kremlin. The power struggle inside the Kremlin, as pieced together by the Central Intelligence Agency, is a fantastic story of double-cross. At one time, now-ousted Premier Gorgay Malenkov came to the rescue of Communist Party boss Nikita Khrushchev, who promptly turned on his benefactor. Here is the fabulous untold story. After the dreaded mustachioed Stalin died, the intrigue became so thick inside the Kremlin that secret police chief Lavrenty Beria imported an American-made lock for his home. As it turned out, the lock did him no good. But for a while, Beria used his feared secret police to take a lead in the power struggle. Malenkov, a smooth, cunning politician, held his own by making political alliances with the Red Army's popular fighting generals. Low man in the triumvirate was stern, bald Khrushchev, who kept a shaky hold on the Communist Party organization. Beria shrewdly chose to pick off the weakest member of the triumvirate and turned his secret police loose on Khrushchev. They began by going after Khrushchev's trusted henchmen. At this point, Malenkov stepped in to save Khrushchev, who otherwise would have been eliminated. The wily Malenkov, realizing that Beria would emerge all-powerful if he purged Khrushchev, made a secret pact with the harassed Communist Party boss. From what the CIA has learned from agents and defectors, Malenkov and Khrushchev joined forces to overthrow the hated Beria. Backed up by Red Army troops and tanks, Malenkov arrested Beria in the dead of night, accused him of treason, and sent him to his death. This is the very fate that Beria had planned for Khrushchev. In Washington, this is Drew Pearson.
The United States today took over the reorganization and the training of the Vietnamese National Army. Premier Ngo Dinh Diem announced the program agreed upon by Vietnam, France, and the United States. The Aga Khan was ill today with what may be a reoccurrence of influenza. His wife, the Begum, says that she's terribly worried about his health. The illness may mean that the 77-year-old leader of the Ismaili sect of Muslims will have to call off the twice-postponed African part of the Platinum Weighing Ceremony, now scheduled to be held in Cairo, February the 20th. In the annual weighing, the Aga's 20 million followers match his weight in a gem or precious metal, and the proceeds go to Muslim charities. KUWS Radio News Time is 6:06. Tim Michaels has this message from Stack Brothers Beauty Salon.
Stack Brothers and Company Beauty Salon has got a big sale special going on. You can save $5 on a permanent and haircut. Now, this includes cream shampoo for 50 cents, Colwave for $7.50, cream rinse 50 cents, haircut $1.50, and that's all for $5. Plus, you can save $7.50 on linoleum oil, regularly $15. Colwave is only $7.50, everything included, nothing more to pay. That's all at Stag & Company Beauty Salon, their big sales special going on right now. Dial 45951. Stag & Company Beauty Salon at 14th and Tower, Superior. Lou?
A taconite testing program is awaited by the Ashland County Board. Mike Simonson has the news from Mellon via long-distance phone line. Good afternoon, Mike.
Happy Valentine's Day, Lou. Ashland Mining Corporation has been exploring southern Ashland County for low-grade ore with enough iron to warrant a taconite plant near Mellon in the Pinoki Mountain Range. Since last April, tests have been taken and are being analyzed at the McCluth Steel Corporation in Detroit. They hope to have the findings at their February meeting. In other news here, Lou, one of Mellon's new projects is a home for men and women with small incomes and pensions. R.J. Bloomquist purchased the Atchison Hotel last year. With the cooperation of Ashland County Welfare Director Frank Keena and County Veterans Service Officer Henry Bach, Bloomquist has organized it into a retirement home. You'd like it, Lou. The activities room has an organ, piano, and television with comfortable davenports and chairs. There's also a library, a hobby shop for craft work, a carpenter's shop with power tools, and a game room with card tables and billiard tables. And those interested in gardening or flower raising will have space to work. Lou?
What do you mean, you'd like it, Lou?
I think he hung up there, big guy.
I'm 54, not 94, and I'm not ready for a retirement home.
That sounds kind of cool to me. Lounging around, reading, playing with power tools. Man, that's a good life. Lou Martin, the guy with the unused rocking chair. Let's check the forecast for this Valentine's Day, 1955. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of zero. Bit warmer tomorrow with a high of 20. And right now we're going to kick things off with the sweet sounds of the McGuire Sisters and Sugar Time on the Evening Gather Round Show.
Sugar time,
our Valentine's sweethearts, Christine, Dorothy, and Phyllis, the McGuire sisters on KUWS. You know, they were discovered on the Arthur Godfrey Talent Show in 1952, and here they are 3 years later, big starlets. Radiolets, cigarettes, toothless, clueless, shoeless.
Screwless. Stop rhyming.
It's fruitless. Hey, campers, Scoutmaster Tim has the perfect Valentine's gift for that special lady. It's fun, romantic, and you can enjoy it in the dark.
As engineer in charge, I must warn you, talking about fun things in the dark with the opposite sex on the radio could lead to the removal of our broadcasting license.
Oh, but this is perfect for Lou. It'll only lighten the wallet by a buck.
Now I'm interested.
What a Romeo.
Now I'm interested.
Hey, Harriet. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Timmy.
Just be careful.
Yes, Timothy, be careful. You remember the last time we almost lost our license.
Well, who would have thought saying would get us into trouble?
DJs. Sheesh.
This is the perfect Valentine's gift for all my campers out there. Abbott and Costello Meet the Keystone Cops. Just been released and is playing In the Dark at the Beacon Theater. It's a great snuggle flick.
A movie is a nice idea, Timothy, but Abbott and Costello Meet the Keystone Cops? That isn't the right pick, is it, Lewis?
Hey, it's right. You need something with a love interest in it. Conquest of Space is playing at the Princess. It's got rocket ships and space and conquest. It's perfect.
Joseph, really?
Well, then how about It Came from Beneath the Sea? Nothing like an H-bomb mutated giant octopus to warm up the romance.
I was thinking more in the lines of that wonderful new movie playing at the Palace, Guys and Dolls. Marlon Brando and Frank Sinatra are in it.
They think they're so hot, Brando and Sinatra. What have they got that we don't, Lou?
Talent, good looks, money.
And a great agent. But they can have all that fame, money, and adoring women. That's too much pressure. Bertie Ebeling is in next, and you've got to wonder what a farm agent thinks is a great Valentine's Day gift. Now, turn off the lights, campers, and let's get all cuddly. From 2 years ago, the Four Lads' 1953 hit, Istanbul, not Constantinople, on the Tim Michaels Love Show.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Been a long time gone, old Constantinople, still a Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, not Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say. People just liked it better that way. Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Liked it better that way. Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why does Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Oh, somebody stop my happy feet. The Four Lads and Istanbul, not Constantinople. That's nobody's business but the Turks. Gotta love it, campers.
Now it's time for Down on the Farm with Douglas County Farm Agent Claude Birdie.
Call me Birdie. Oh, sorry, you just hit. Dum, 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 dum.
Ebeling. He's at the Maple Co-op International Harvester Farm Hall. Open house.
Boy, I love the four preps. And that's such a catchy tune. And the lyrics, they're a hoot.
By the way, it was the Four Lads, not the Four Preps. The lads wear black and the preps wear white. That's how they could tell each other apart. So, what's shaking down on the farm there, Bert?
Oh, the merry-go-round never stops. The exciting life of ag agents is a roller coaster that never ends. I mean, Who else lives a life surrounded by brand new red tractors?
Like a radio engineer's Ferris wheel of life.
Enough of the county fair metaphors.
Oh, don't even mention those crazy times. I'm so busy during county fair time that I end up sleeping standing up with the horses. Here's the big news. Ag agents from Washburn, Sawyer, and Douglas County have united for a joint County Farmers Day.
You never know what will happen when you get farm agents together. Hide the women and children.
Oh, and sheep. It's all a barrel full of nuts. It'll start Wednesday noon at the Spooner Armory. At 10 a.m. until 10:30 a.m., we start with a movie. Maybe not romantic like Abbott and Costello, but, friends, it'll be exciting and educational.
That's an oxymoron.
The movie, and it took some doing, get a copy from those Farm Bureau guys in Madison. They're piggy when it comes to not sharing. The movie is Your Soil and You. It's as thrilling as any Hitchcock movie. After that, Elvin Johnson will have a presentation entitled Your County and Conservation Program. I've heard it's spellbinding. Then we'll open up our lunch boxes and hear John Isham talk about your social security and farmers. From 2:15 to 3:12, Dave Holt will present your pasture and better foraging. We'll take a 3-minute break, and then at 3:15, we wrap it all up with yours truly presenting your heifers and you. It'll be a whirlwind day, Tim and Lou.
That's your ag agent, and you, Claude. Call me Bertie Ebling.
By the by, I have the best Valentine's gift of all. I'm taking my honey bunny to a place where love and nonstop fun go hand in hand.
Lou needs some ideas, so what do you got?
Well, I'm here in Maple with my baby doll at the International Harvest Open House. We're going to see the premiere showing of the new McCormick Farm Halls. Oh, can you stand it, guys? The new Farm Halls premiere. I've got goosebumps.
Let's assume Baby Doll is not a farm animal.
You're taking the wife to see a bunch of tractors?
For some people, that might be romantic.
Hopefully not for you, Lewis.
It's the greatest line of new farm tractors on Earth. I haven't been this excited since International Harvester came out with their 1949 line of hay balers. Ooh, gotta go, or I'll miss the free balloons and coffee.
This is for you, Bertie, the guys in white, the four preps, and the big man yesterday. For you romantic farmers out there on the Tim Michaels Valentine's Day Show.
I was a big man yesterday, but oh, you ought to see me now. Oh, well, I talked big yesterday, but oh, you ought to see me now.
The four preps and big man yesterday on KUWS.
Now welcome our lovely society editor, Miss Harriet Farley.
It's been a very happy Happy Valentine's Day, Lewis. This afternoon, guests from Duluth and Superior attended the Superior Children's Home and Refuge Association Charity Ball. A sweetheart atmosphere prevailed in a Frenchy combination of red, pink, and white.
Sounds like the colors of Lou's nose this winter.
Timothy! We had so much fun with the French theme. Even the love notes were written in French. Je t'aime, mon chéri.
Je t'aime, mon chéri.
Oh, why, Joseph, how sweet.
I took lessons before going to the ball today.
It shows. The dance floor at the Elks Ballroom was crowded to capacity. Men were decked out in tuxedos, and women in sheaf evening dresses as delicate as clouds. Among the guests dancing their toes off were the Frayden Amundsens, the Joel Gates, and the Richard Parrishes. The Children's Home Charity Ball is a delightful annual event.
It was a great time. Mom had a ball, so to speak.
Oh, it's so sweet of you to bring Mama.
Jack McKenna was there, too. He took Bertha.
Don't tell me they were doing French dances.
Nope. They pretty much spent the afternoon at the buffet table. That's English for our French word, buffet.
Huh. Hey, Lou, that would have been a great Valentine's gift to bring Harriet to the ball.
You know, Louis, you don't have to worry about anything for little old me on Valentine's Day. I mean, you're so special to me every day that it's okay if you can't think of everything.
We've had 18 Valentine days together.
Hey, remember the time Lou dressed up like Cupid?
It was cute, except for that trip to the hospital.
How was I to know that the arrow was loaded?
You two are so cute. One more tune before we turn in, campers. Here's one of my faves. Rosemary Clooney and Mambo Italiano on the Valentine's Gather Round Show.
A girl went back to Napoli because she missed the scenery, the native dances and the charming songs. But wait a minute, something's wrong. Hey, mambo, mambo Italiano. Hey, mambo, mambo Italiano. Go, go, go. You mixed up Siciliano. All you Calabrese do the mambo like a crazy with a hey, mambo. Don't want a tarantella. Hey, mambo. No more the mozzarella. Hey, mambo, mambo Italiano. Try an enchilada with the fish bacalan. And hey, gumba, I love how you dance a rumba. But take some of the advice, paisano. Learn how to mambo. If you're gonna be a square, you ain't gonna go nowhere. Hey, mambo, mambo Italiano. Hey, mambo, mambo Italiano. Go, go, Joe. Shake it like a Giovanni. Hey, look, as a ditch, you get a happy in the feet. So when you mambo Italiano. Shake a baby, shake it, cause I love it when you take a me. Say stop or I'm gonna tell Papa and I hate ya rule. You don't have to go to school. Just make a way to be the bambino. It's like a vino. Kid, you're gonna lookin', but you don't know it's cooking for you. Hey, mambo, mambo Italiano. Hey, mambo, mambo Italiano. Oh, oh, oh. You mixed up Siciliana. It's so delicious. Everybody come capisce how to mambo Italiano. That's nice.
Ooh, Rosemary Clooney and her 1954 hit Mambo Italiano on KUWS.
Oh, hey, okay, everyone. I've got the perfect Valentine's gift for women everywhere. It's a new invention in development since 1947. This is a peek into the future of cooking. It's called Cooking with Microwaves.
Cooking with teeny tiny waves?
Yeah. Microwaves can fry fish fillets in 30 seconds. It can bake a potato in 2 minutes and broil lobster in 3 minutes. This wonderful invention, courtesy of engineers, of course, can cook the food right on the dinner plate housewives serve on the table and remove said dinner plate from the microwave's oven with her bare hands.
Oh, I've done that.
Without burning your hands?
I haven't done that.
A magnetron tube, which looks similar to a radio tube, does all of the work. As you may or may not be aware, there are no fumes or soot from magnetron tubes, so you don't even have to clean the oven or smell Tim's burning flesh. This new wonder stove should begin appearing in stores later this year.
Microwaves. Sounds like something from a sci-fi movie.
Huh. That may not be half-baked. If I may use an extremely funny pun... Some of my colleagues say microwaves was back-engineered by aliens from Venus, as witnessed by people abducted by said Venusians who had microwaves.
Cooking with microwaves isn't a proper Valentine's gift.
Yes, a Valentine's gift should be a special, sweet thing. And not from aliens.
That's why I'm getting my wife candy. Chocolates from Lignell's Rexall Drug, Russell Stover heart-shaped boxes in Lignell's refrigerated case.
My mom loves cold chocolates.
Always fresh and delicious at Lignell's Rexall Drug, 1022 Tower Avenue in Superior.
Glad you could work in a quick ad.
I do what I can to pay the bills around here. So, Lou, they might have some chocolate left over. At least it's something.
Yeah, at least it's something for Harriet. I never knew how cold and heartless newsmen were until this very moment. For shame.
Oh, now, Joe, be nice to Louis. He really isn't cold, heartless, and thoughtless.
Mm-mm. I just said cold and heartless. You added the thoughtless.
Ooh, this room is getting as cold as chocolates.
I've got something better than chocolates for Harriet. All right, boys. Come on in.
Call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too.
I love you too.
Keep the love light glowing in your eyes so.
My mother will never take chocolates again.
Let me call you, sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
Wow.
Oh,
one more, guys. One more.
Part of my heart, I love you. Life would be not without you. Light of my life, my darling, I love you. I love you. I can forget you. Sever. Say you'll be mine forever. I love you.
I got goosebumps all over my body.
That's...
Lou, you're a big romantic after all.
That's the song my dad courted my mom with.
Well,
I don't know how he did all four parts by himself.
Time to put out the campfire, but we're going to be back same time, same place, the good Lord willing, and the Venusians don't use their microwaves on us. For the Harbor Masters, Harriet, Lou, and Joe, Tim Michaels giving you a big sloppy kiss for Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day!
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1955, an original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Harriet Fahrig is played by Jennifer Simonson. Other performances by Duke Skorich, Don Hansen, Ray Paulson, Brian Matuzak. All events reported on Radio Superior 1955 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegraph. This is your announcer, Mark Snow, speaking. Good night.
That may not be half-baked. If I may use an extremely funny pun...